In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lahri. Dear listeners, one of the most influential Shia figures and talented writers whose works have been translated into 28 languages and have been published and republished many times is Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Musavi Lahri. He was born around the year 1935 in the city of Lahr in Fars province, Iran, into a religious and knowledgeable family. His father and grandfather were both great religious scholars. Ayatollah Musavi Lahri began writing a series of Islamic and moral articles circa 1962. The collection of these articles were later published under the title Moral and Psychological Problems. This book, until now, has been translated into 10 languages, while the original Persian edition has been republished 14 times. IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. After the Islamic Revolution of Iran, His Eminence was appointed as Imam Khomeini's representative in the city of Lahr. In the same year as the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Musavi Lahri traveled to the U.S. as he was invited by one of the Islamic centers of America. He mainly discussed the necessity of spreading Islamic beliefs in various languages with the experts there. He then went to England and France. These trips made him even more determined to write more books on Islamic beliefs and thoughts. And now, Dr. Fakhr Rohani talks about today's personality.
One of the books of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahri is concerned with the basic articles of faith in Islam. This book was also translated into English by Professor Hamad Algar. And this book was published in America. And the point is that this book received several other translations, for example, in the Russian language and in some Caucasian languages. And more importantly, this book received an Arabic translation, although books on Islamic articles of faith are too many to be enumerated in Arabic. However, this book received a very elegant translation in Arabic. It received translations into other languages, for example, in Jakarta, in the Malayo language, in Spanish, as well as in some other languages.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Like I previously said, Ayatollah Mousavi Lahri's books have been translated into more than 20 languages. One of his popular books, which has been published and translated into English in 1974, is Western Civilization Through Muslim Eyes. In 1997, his book titled Ethics and Spiritual Growth was published. Some of his other books, which have been recently translated into English, include Divine Justice, Youth and Ethics, Imams and Leaders, Divine Attributes, and The Day of Reckoning After Death. Ayatollah Mousavi Lahri has published these books without wanting anything in return. As a result, almost all of his books, if not all of them, can be found on his website, which is www.mousavilahri.org. MUSAVILARI.org.
I should like to recall a memory. Since I know the sons of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahri, and one of them is my colleague at the university, one evening I had an opportunity to pay a visit to the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahri. And in those days, the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahri was sick. And it was a good practice, and it was, of course, my duty to go to pay a visit to the late Ayatollah. Well, that evening, the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Mousavi Lahri himself explained about his reason that he developed this book and the points he tackled in it. In that book, he regarded his audience not Western theologians, and not specifically, for example, Western philosophers. Rather, he had an outlook of, typical Western people who are just educated people. I mean, not with specialties. In it, he talked with them about social problems of the typical Western world and the solutions from an Islamic point of view. And on the basis of this context, he built on a very solid foundation. And in it, he tackled the cases of Tawheed, monotheism, and the true teachings and the original and true teachings of the world of Islam, together with those hints that can be appreciated by any ordinary individual in typical Western context.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Mousavi Lari believes that polytheism and idolatry is the biggest problem for mankind today, and that God is the lost one of the modern and postmodern era. As a result, he in his writings has always emphasized the monotheistic way of thinking. Ayatollah Mousavi Lari, through his works, aims to awaken the God-given nature or fitra of the human being that exists in all human beings and is inclined to worshiping one God. In his books, Ayatollah Mousavi Lari refrains from writing things that could cause discord in the Muslim world. In 2010, a ceremony was held commemorating the works and services of Ayatollah Mousavi Lari, sponsored by Ahlul Bayt World Assembly. Ayatollah Mousavi Lari passed away March 9, 2013, in his hometown, Lar, Fars Province. Ayatollah Khamenei sent a message of condolence describing his services as being unprecedented. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Ayatollah Mousavi Lari. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.